Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. I'm speaking today with Martin Gottlieb. He's on the editorial staff of the Dayton Daily News. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for asking.
This week, you devoted an entire column to the Republican U.S. representative from the 4th District, which covers Champaign County and areas north. Tell me a little bit about Jim Jordan.
Well, Jim Jordan made a name for himself as a high school and then a college wrestler. He won the state championship 4 times in a row, and he was a 2-time national champion, though, for Wisconsin. Then he came back, and he was an assistant coach at Ohio State. And I guess he used whatever notoriety that brought him to get started on a political career, and he ran for the State House of Representatives successfully. Then in 2000, the incumbent state senator was term limited out, and he ran. And he ran against a man named Jim Beeke, another state legislator. They were both known as among the most conservative people in the legislature. But Jim Jordan won, even though the other fellow had the support of the governor and the state Senate Republican leader. He won, and he basically did it, getting to the right of Mr. Beeke on the subject of abortion. Beeke, they were both against abortion, but Beeke would allow it in cases of rape and incest and when the life of the mother is at stake. And Jordan was against it even in those circumstances. It was a time when generally the most conservative person was winning Republican primaries around the state, and he won. And moved up to the House of Representatives, U.S. House of Representatives, a couple of years later.
He's been in the national spotlight recently because he's made some decisions that are putting him to the far right in the Republican Party, like declining a conservative conference because gay conservatives would be there. So what message is he sending to his constituents here at home and his colleagues in Washington?
Well, he's sending a message that I think that he wants to be a Tea Party guy. He was elected before the Tea Party came along, but he's right in sync with them, and he's looking for their support, perhaps for a run for the U.S. Senate in Ohio, which he's talked about, perhaps to raise his stature in Washington. He's the head of an organization called the Republican Study Committee in the House of Representatives. Most of the members of the House who are Republicans belong to it, and almost half of the members are freshmen, and of course many of those are Tea Party people. And he's staked out a line on spending that is to the right even of where John Boehner and the top Republicans are saying the country has to go.
So why is it important to keep tabs on someone like Jim Jordan?
Well, as I said, he's considering running for the U.S. Senate against Sherrod Brown in 2012. So I would imagine that makes him of some interest to Ohioans. But also, he's just he's worth noting as an indication of where the Tea Party is going, and there's a lot of questions about that these days.
The other news this week, of course, was President Obama's State of the Union address. What was the reaction from our local representatives in Congress?
Well, you know, they all do offer a formal reaction. They put a few paragraphs on their website, something a normal person would not be likely to check out, but a political journalist fairly obliged to. And they all sounded pretty similar in that they did two things. One, they said the president isn't going far enough in cutting spending. And two, they said, we would like to work with the president. We know we have to work with the president, and we're for working things out. They said that in different ways, but for each of them, that was really the thrust of their message. A lot of attention has been paid to the fact that the seating arrangement was different this time around, that the Republicans and the Democrats actually sat together. I think that's an indication that they do feel some need to show the public that they're not just charging ahead on partisan lines and are simply unwilling, that they're not unwilling to talk to the other side. But whether they follow through on that is the issue now. And I think that their statements all indicated a belief that they are under some obligation and some pressure to do that. But they all were very vague about just how that might be done.
What about the Republican Senator Rob Portman? His reaction came out a bit more critical than his counterparts. Can you tell me about that?
Well, yes, he started out with criticism, whereas some of the others started out with the softer part of their message. But he said Ohioans and all Americans were hoping to hear concrete plans on how we can get our economy going again, get people back to work, and deal with our record deficits. We didn't hear that tonight. I think that that's in part about a piece of legislation that he has put forth himself. He wants to cut employer payroll taxes for a year by 2 percentage points. This was enacted with regard to employees in the tax cut bill that was passed during the lame duck Congress, but he wants to extend it to employers and as a way of stimulating the economy. And he's saying, my proposal stands because the president didn't propose anything.
I've been speaking with Martin Gottlieb. He's on the editorial staff at the Dayton Daily News. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're listening to 91.3 WYSO.